So whenever we come and partake of this wonderful table, I just hold it. Thank you very much. You can just put it away. Yeah, thank you. We should have a realization that we are not just drinking some kind of a fruit juice or what do you call that? The fruit of the vine, grape juice. But we do need to exercise our spirit by faith and tell the Lord, Lord, while I'm drinking of this wonderful cup of blessings, I am partaking of every spiritual blessing, heavenly blessings in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, you'll just be drinking a little cup without any consciousness of what you're doing, right? So when we drink of this cup, you really need to exercise your faith, believing, Lord, I thank you that I am now partaking of every spiritual blessing. And these blessings are really wonderful, spiritual, heavenly in nature. George was right. In Ephesians chapter 1, all of the blessings are listed there. If you read Ephesians chapter 1, every blessing, heavenly nature, through the Spirit in Christ Jesus is today given to us. And while we are partaking of this bread from heaven, don't think it is just a symbol, because the Lord never said, take, eat, this is the symbol of my body. No, the Lord never used the word symbol. The Lord said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Right. So the only way that you can really enjoy the reality of this bread is in the Spirit. So without being in the Spirit, exercising the spirit of faith, you're just eating a piece of bread baked by somebody this morning for us to eat. But remember, when the Lord broke the bread with the disciples, he didn't say, take, eat, this is the symbol of my body. The Lord did not use the word symbol. I'm always bothered by the song that we are singing because it says this is the symbol of his body. Somebody has to change it. Right? Somebody has to change it because the Lord never said it is a symbol. Meaning to say that today, if we are partaking of this wonderful table, we are indeed, by the Spirit, partaking the reality of the body of Christ, which is the bread that came down from heaven for us to enjoy. Otherwise, if it is just a symbol, you might as well do it at home. Right? But here, we are truly, by the Spirit, partaking of the wonderful humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the bread that came down from heaven. And the Lord says, if you eat me, you will live by me. Of course, a lot of people were offended. How can this man give his flesh for us to eat? I think if I were there, I would also be offended. Right? How can I eat this man's flesh? Then the Lord said in John chapter 6, we didn't read further. The Lord says, what if you see the Son of Man going back to where he came from? That means through death, resurrection, and ascended back to the heaven. And of course we know, after his ascension, he poured out the Spirit. Then the Lord said one word, which is very important. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Meaning to say, what the Lord said about eating his humanity is not taking a bite of his flesh. There are 10,000 people there, each one taking a bite, that is not going to be a very nice picture there, right? The Lord says, no, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. So today, if you and I are just eating this bread made of fine flour and baked either last night or this morning, then it profits nothing. But if we are in the Spirit, exercising the spirit of faith to partake of this bread, then indeed you are partaking of the life and the wonderful, perfect humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, this is why we were talking about John chapter 4, to worship. We must worship in spirit. Then, if you are worshiping in spirit, then you can partake of this reality. Truth, remember, is not doctrinal truth, but the real substance of what you are enjoying, which is by the Spirit. And the reality is Christ. Praise the Lord.